Okay, we're on page 130 today. We're still talking about the person being motzi that has to see the other people at the table, and therefore, when one person is making a motzi, he should not break into the bread until you finish the amen of rov ha'onim. Okay, once rov ha'onim answer amen, then you can cut into the bread and not before them. Why only amen mipia rov ha'onim and not all the onim? Says the Mishnah Brun, cut and pay. Hey, number two things. Number one, you have to wait for the amen. Why can't you break in the bread before the amen? Shigam, we had this concept earlier on. Shigam an yes amen, michal brachi. The amen, answering of amen, is part of the bracha, and therefore you want to nichlal it in the bracha. Oh, why do you only have to wait for half and not the rov and not everyone? Says the Mishnah Brun. People who say amen for too long, that you don't have to wait for them. Should call marich ba amen yoter midai eno elatoa. Someone who says amen for too long, he drags out his amen too long. He is making a mistake, and therefore you do not have to wait for that person. Yudches habotzei notein prusa lifnei kol echad via echad notal prusa biyado. Sorry, yudzayin. Habotzei poshi yado tchilu lekar lechol in balachol kol miyushkal lemenu rashai. So over here, I'm not exactly sure why we skip. We're going to go back to amotzi again. Now it seems like it's talking about the other foods on the table. The person who's botzea, we said before, he's usually the gadol. So therefore, or he's the balabayas, and therefore he should get the food first. And he should go and take the chicken or whatever it is, the notal tchila l'ka'ara, that he should get first. But if he wants to be choli kavod, the misha gadol, mimena rashai, and that's the meaning of the Rebbe said, someone wants to mechavid his orchim first, he's allowed to mechavid his orchim first to take the food first. Yurkas. Habotzei anotem prusa lekol lifnei kol echad ve'achad notal prusa biyado ve'inavotzei anotem biyachal inkein haya avol. This is brought from a Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Hey, and he says there was some din that by avelim, there's a din of avel that you're supposed to put the piece of bread directly into his hand. The Rishon Abu Draham explains it brings a pasuk to explain this because it's miravis in the pasuk. Pir shatzion biyadai, you're supposed to put it into his hand, and that's by avelus. And therefore, for other people, you don't want to put the piece of bread directly into his hands because it looks like a simon of avelus. So therefore, we don't go ahead and do such a thing for other people. And that's this halacha over here that it's saying is not to do this. By the prutz of a motzi, you should not go ahead and put it into another person's hands. You should rather place it in front of them, and then they take the prutz of a motzi. Okay, so that's this halacha over here. The piskei chuvos over here, he wants a taina that since nowadays people don't really put the prusa of bread into the avel's hands, there's room to be mako that we could actually pass it directly to other people. But the most poskim do not seem to say this. Both Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi and Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevin Sal Shlita hold that this din applies also nowadays, and therefore you shouldn't pass the piece of bread directly into the person's hands. But two things. Number one, the Shevet Alevi adds, this is only by the prusa of amotzi. The piece, when you make a motzi, you're passing the piece of bread, it's only by this piece and not other pieces of bread besides this and not other foods, for that matter. Rav Nevenzal told me that also this only applies to the person who's actually going to get the bread and eat the bread. But let's say like on Shabbos, you're passing it around the table and you pass to one person, you're going to pass the next person, pass the next person, so you're allowed to put it into that person's hands and he's going to pass it to the next person if you don't get disgusted by things like that. And just the last person who's actually going to eat the bread, only he, you should not put it directly in his hand. You should place it in front of him. I don't think you have to make a big deal out of it. If someone puts out their hand and you would put it in front of him, it's going to look awkward because he's putting it on his hand to take the piece of bread. In that case, I guess you could go ahead and put it into his hand. But other than that, you're supposed to be makbid on this din. It seems the din over here brought from the Rishonim already paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch. Yud Tet. Misha eno ocho eno yachal levarach berkat zavotzi lahotziach ochlim. Okay, I'll get there in a minute. Misha eino ochal eino yachal levarach berkas amotzi lotzi ochlim. Aval ektanim yachal levarach aval pisha eino ochal mem kedei lachan chamim mitzvos. So what's going on over here? I'll explain the mechaber 1 second. It's like this: that we know by berkas and mitzvos. Okay, tkiya shofar. If you want to motzi someone shofar, even if you've been yotzi your mitzvah already, you're allowed to go ahead and do the mitzvah for someone else. And not only could you do the mitzvah for someone else, you can make the bracha for someone else, even though you've already been done your mitzvah already. Okay, not by women, because women are really pater b'davar, but anyone who's chayiv with you in the same chiyuv, you're allowed to pater them with Even the bracha, even though you've been yotzei the mitzvah, it's a huge chiddush. Why is this? How could you do this if you've been yotzei the mitzvah? Because we have a concept of kol Yisrael arevim zelazet. That means if Reuven had not fulfilled his mitzvah yet, it's ki'ilu I have not fulfilled my mitzvah yet. So I could be motzi everyone their mitzvah, even though I've already fulfilled my chiyuv. That's the concept of kol Yisrael arevim zelazet. L'chatchila, the other person should make the bracha since he's the one who's mekayim the mitzvah now. Better for him to make the bracha. But if he doesn't know how to make the bracha, I'm allowed to make the bracha for him. But that's only by berkas hamitzvah. By berkas hanenu, we don't have such a concept. I cannot make a bracha on your apple for you if I'm not eating an apple. If I'm eating an apple, okay, we'll see later on that we don't do this l'chatchila to have pater someone in berkas hanenu. But really make her a din. If I am eating an apple also, I can make a bray for eight and pater you because I'm also eating. I'm also getting benefit. But if I'm not getting benefit right now, I cannot pater you in the bracha. That clear? That's what's going on over here in Ziyotat. Different. Someone who's not eating, Misha, ain't a ochel. Ain't a yochel levarach, berkas hamotzi. Otzi ocholim. I cannot make the motzi for other people to pater them in the motzi. Aval, one exception to the rule is ketanim. In order for chinuch, I can make the bracha for ketan, for a katan, even though I'm not eating overnight, in order to teach him how to make the bracha. And therefore, if you're trying to teach your kids brachos, or for that matter, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's not your kids, it's other kids, you're trying to mechanech them in mitzvahs, and they're at the age where they can understand brachos, you want to teach them, you're allowed to say the bracha even with Hashem's name. You could say the whole thing so long as you're doing it for chinuch purposes. If you're not, if they already know how to make the bracha, you're just trying to encourage them. So then maybe say, don't say Hashem's name, let them fill in Hashem's name. But sometimes people get this mistakenly and they don't go on and say Hashem's name. They think it's a bracha levatala. That's incorrect. And they end up teaching their kids the wrong bracha because the kid never really learns how to say the bracha in the correct fashion. So you could go ahead. We see first over here, we have the Shulchan Aruch telling you, you're allowed to go ahead and say the bracha. All that. Let's hold the question. I'll take them afterwards. Okay? That's going on over here. L'inyan, in terms of, we said before, in terms of throwing the bread, so the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here in Sifkat and Peiches. Over here, lo yizrok chatichas amotzi al shochan lefnei arachan afil im lo nimas amachal al yidei ha-zrika. You are not allowed to throw, after you make a motzi, you can't throw the bread. You're supposed to place it down in front, you're not allowed to put it in their hand. You're not allowed to place it in front, you're supposed to place it in front, you're not allowed to throw it, says the Mishnah Berurah. Minag Sfardim is not like that. The Sfardim are no egg to throw bread. That is a minag, it's a real minag amongst the Sfardim to do it. Okay, Rebbe, what's explained, the reason is we said before, we learned before that the Shulchan is doma to the Mizbeach, okay? And on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim used to throw the Ivarim into the fire. So they want to say that that's the minag of throwing the Prusas on Motzi. Someone who does not have such a minag, it is also to do it like the Mishnah Berurah says it, but someone who has a minag to do this, then they could follow their minag, because it is a minag that is what to be somecha. Okay, so going back to what we were just talking about, by Birkas and Mitzvahs, you can be machaving to Motzi other people, by Birkas and Nanin, you can't. The question then comes up, it's a little bit in between, what about Birkas and Motzi and Shabbos? Is that considered Birkas and Mitzvah, and I can be pater you even though I'm not eating the Motzi? Or it's considered Birkas Hananin, and I can't. That's Sif Chaf. Afilu b'shaya b'shabas shu chayv l'echol pas. Even on Shabbos where you're chayv to eat bread, lo yivarech lo chaver Birkas Hamotzi meino lech. If you're not eating, you cannot make the Birkas Hamotzi. Because at the end of the day, even though it is shtickle mitzvah to eat lecha mishnah on Shabbos, nevertheless, we have a din that if you get more onik Shabbos by fasting, so they are allowed to fast. So there's no real chiyav bedover to eat Hamotzi, and therefore it's not so much of a birkas mitzvah that I can pater you without eating it. So it's more of a birkas hananin, and therefore I cannot pater you unless I am eating also. Masha'en came b'kiddush. For sure, by Friday night, Shabbos lunch, it's a little bit of a machlokas. Machlokas brought down to the Beis Yosef, but by Friday night, for sure, I'm allowed to pater you in kiddush. I can pater as many people as I want in kiddush, because that's considered a birkas mitzvah, even though you're going to say b'rei b'rei agafen. It's all intertwined with the bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. It's all one birkas mitzvah, and therefore I can pater you even though I am not planning on drinking right now. It would be better to drink also, but if you're not, you could still be pater them in that bracha. By a motzi, we see or not. It says the Mechaber, V'lo shari levarech l'acherim avu pisha enum eno tohem, elo birkas motzi de matzah below rishon shal pesach, only by birkas motzi of matzah on the rishon shal pesach, who birkas ayayin de kiddush. Bein shal laila, bein shal yom, over here, passing the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mekilim, but even a kiddush of the day, one can pater someone else. So only by birkas motzi you can't, but birkas ayayin, both by kiddush by Friday night and Shabbos lunch, and by a motzi on Pesach, where you have the mitzvah of achilas matzah also, over there those are considered birkas mitzvahs, and you can pater them even if you're not eating them. Says the Ramah, Yesh Lechol HaPrusa Shebatzal LaKodim Shiyochol Pasacher. I don't know what the chiddush is over here, but you're supposed to eat the prutza that you're botzea before eating other pas. When you break the bread, obviously you're supposed to eat from that piece and not other pieces of bread. This is all part of chibu mitzvah. Then you're making the bracha, and you should make to eat from that piece of bread and not from other pieces of bread. Okay, so that is what comes out over here in Simen Chaf. We'll stop over here.